The mind's been flying around this morning like a bird and let it settle down. You've seen those flocks of birds that fly through the air and then suddenly, whoop, they settle down in a telephone pole, a telephone line. All very neat. So try to get your mind to settle down neatly but quickly. This is one of the tricks of these short meditation periods, is that you've got to get right focused right away. So it's good to know, where is your favorite spot? Where is the spot where the mind feels most at home? Go right there. In the past, when the mind has been quiet, what kind of breathing have you been focusing on? We'll try to get the breath there. See if you can recreate the conditions. And be very strict with yourself that not the least little bit of thought is going to be allowed to take over the mind. You make up for the lack of quantity by improving the quality. And it develops a good habit. So that when you sit down for longer periods of time, you don't simply allow the mind to gradually glide down, telling yourself, well, there's lots of time. I can take care of this, take care of that, do a little bit of homework, do a little bit of planning for tomorrow, and then we can settle down. Tell yourself you're going to settle down right away. Because even though you've plan for an hour to sit, you don't know how much longer you're going to actually have. But you do know that you have right now. So make right now the best you can make it. And part of the mind will say, well, I don't know what to do with the mind once it's settled in. Well, this is where you learn some important skills and to deal with that restlessness in the mind. It says, okay, enough of that, now let's move on. No, you don't move on. You stay right here. And there's a skill to staying right here. Sometimes it seems a little dumb. You're not thinking much. You don't have any clever ideas coming up. Just quiet, quiet, quiet. Well, that's a skill. And it's a skill that you're going to have to depend on. As you go through life, there are going to be times when the mind is all over the place. And its thoughts are really harming itself. So there are times when you have to say, nope, I'm just not going to think anything at all. I'm just going to be really, really quiet. You know how to do it, know where to go, and know how to stay there so the thoughts don't start nibbling away at the edges and destroying the concentration you've got. So even though the mind may not be having any brilliant insights right now, at the very least make sure it's developing this skill, that it knows how to drop things that are weighing it down. Even though you can't drop them forever, at least you can drop them for right now and just settle right in. Very neatly, very precisely, right at the breath. And once you've mastered this skill, you'll be glad you did.